This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado has recorded this year's first human case of West Nile virus, and it's earlier than usual. CPR's John Daly reports.
The case is in a resident from Arapahoe County. Usually, Colorado doesn't see infections until later in the summer. And officials warn more storms, hotter temperatures, and fewer cool nights could mean elevated mosquito activity ahead. Last year was the state's worst for West Nile virus in two decades, with more than 600 people hospitalized and 50 deaths. Health officials say to wear insect repellent and long sleeves and pants, and to stay inside at dawn and dusk when the bugs get most active. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A couple of members of the state legislature won't be returning in the next session after losing their primary elections this week. First-term state representative Tim Hernandez lost his House seat representing West Denver. Hernandez is a teacher who made headlines after the October 7th attack by Hamas on Israel.
They call it a struggle for a reason. Confronting these systems, this much money, is going to be a struggle. We think what we're getting is bad. Imagine what the folks in Palestine are getting.
Hernandez lost the primary to Cecilia Espinoza, who will be on the ballot in November. State Representative Elizabeth Epps lost her Democratic primary by more than 20 points. The Colorado State Fair is expected to have a new general manager by November. Current GM Scott Stoller is leaving at the end of September. During his six-year tenure, Stoller oversaw the launch of a new master plan that includes construction at the fairgrounds in Pueblo. The fair also posted its highest attendance numbers in more than a decade last year. Authorities say lightning probably started the wildfire that's been burning since the weekend near Beulah, southwest of Pueblo. 20 homes have been evacuated. More than 250 firefighters are working on it. Health officials are warning people in Pueblo County and parts of Custer County to stay indoors if smoke is in the area. Pueblo hitting 95 degrees this afternoon, in Denver 92. This is CPR News.